Well, let's talk about Mike Holmgren. Josh Brown, thanks for joining us. And, yep. and you missed one game-winning field goal that I know of, but you've made almost all the others. Tell us about Mike Holmgren and how he builds that sense of the fortress, the sense that you guys know and see the big picture, the sense that the so-called authority figures, you know, you see it with T.O. And the immature stuff he does with all his coaches, and yet on the winning teams, New England, Seattle, there's this interaction and respect as professionals between the coaching staff and the players. What's Mike Holmgren do there that's different from other coaches you've seen?
Well, I think you said it. It has a lot to do with respect. And I think the way that a lot of guys view Coach Holmgren is a guy that they don't want to let down. So they go out on the field and they do what they have to do to get things done. And there's also the intimidation factor. I don't know if you've ever stood next to Mike, but that is a huge man. A lot of guys, you know, when you play for him and they call him the show. Big show, man, because he will lay it down for you, and you need to listen. And he's earned the reputation of being a winner, and so he has earned the respect, and people need to listen to him. And that's what we do. You know, I mean, when they got in the locker room and, you know, Coach pulled out his belt and started spanking people, you know, that's exactly what turned that switch on in people at halftime to get ready to go out and play, because sometimes you just got to dig deep. Sometimes you don't realize that you're not playing your best ball. You're out there just going through the motions. And he definitely hit a switch at halftime when he was talking to the guys.
Well, Josh, last question for you, because it's fun to see your career. I was there for that one day in Nebraska several years ago, and I had a feeling that you had that special something. You seemed to be pretty easygoing. It seems like with the loss of your star player, and I want to ask Bill Moss about this as well, when teams seem to depend on one player too much and developing the mentality, as Bill and I talked about a month ago, where not one player is going to upset you. You know, you try that. Peyton Manning may be an exception. But you lose Sean Alexander. Now Deion Branch is coming into the offense, and now suddenly you've got a more integrated passing option for you, which, of course, was not really developed fully when you guys played Chicago. Now I see in a couple weeks Sean comes back, and you've got that confidence that you're finding ways to win. You've got more of a sense of variety and resiliency. Do you believe in that this has really been a blessing to lose Sean in the end for a few weeks?
I think that it's a big character thing for a lot of guys. I mean, you really find out what you're made of. You know, a lot of people depend on Sean, and Sean does a great job of finding the hole and getting into the end zone. But without him, we all have to recognize something else that we have in each other. You know, we don't have to sit on the bench, and you don't have to be behind somebody when your opportunity comes to show, and you got to do it. And I think with all of our receivers now, with DJ Hackett, with Branch, with Nate Burleson, Bobby Engram, Daryl Jackson. And we have weapons coming out of our ears right now. So the more we get fluid with our offense and these receivers start getting more in time and in tune with Matt, Sean is just going to be the bonus when he comes back. So we are definitely recognizing what we're capable of without him and spreading the ball out all across the field.
Well, Josh, awesome, awesome kick. One of the longest kicks in the history of the NFL to win a game. And, you know, if you miss that, they lose. I appreciate you joining us. We'll check back with you maybe in a month and see how you guys are doing. But my pick right now, the two hot teams are Seattle and Chicago because they found a way through adversity. We're going to come back now with Bill Moss and talk about adaptability. Talk about the teams that have systems that can adapt in just a second. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll be right back.